Tama's not going to practice. Albert is not going to practice. Logan is not going to practice. They're going to maybe do some walkthrough, but they're not practicing. And then we'll see what Kendrick and Dexter, what they can do. But they're kind of limited, and we'll see what they can do. So they're the same guys from yesterday, all right? On the roster, we claimed and were awarded Hayworth Hicks from the Jets. He played at Iowa State. He's a big, strong, physical offensive lineman. So we think he might be able to fit in with our offensive line. So we claimed him and we got him. And so he was getting physicals this morning. And when he can get out there, he'll get out there and we will start indoctrinating him into the program. Also on the practice squad, a couple things happened there. We released Szymanski, who was the kicker that we had in, and we added Quan Sturtevant, linebacker, who was most recently with Arizona. He was on Arizona's practice squad last year, was in training camp with them earlier this year, and so possibly he might be able to help us on special teams then at the linebacker spot. And so that's what we've done with the squad to this point. And so we're going to continue to work on Carolina and try to get ready to put another effort out there like we did last week make the play that we need to make to win the game. And so that's been the focus, and that's what we're going to try to get done.
Romeo, to clarify, Sturtevant right now is on the practice squad?
Correct.
Do you anticipate maybe activating him in time for the game?
I'm not exactly sure. We have to see how he picks things up and how we think he might help us.
You might like the job Will just done since he came in.
When you say since he's came,
since he was moved to center.
I think he's done a nice job since he's been moved to center, you know, because he really hadn't played center in the games before. And he came in and moved in there, and he has got good command. He makes the calls, protection calls, and he's done a nice job, you know, since he went in there.
In your time in the NFL as a defensive coordinator, head coach, you've seen a lot of different kind of quarterbacks come through the league, and the guys that are statues and the guys that run, and all the way back to Bobby Douglas, which I think was before your time, but Randall Cunningham and so forth. Where does Cam Newton fit in this? He seems like that he's more than just a running quarterback.
Well, he is. He can throw. You know, he's got a good arm, and he can deliver the ball. And the thing, he has that extra dimension that he can run, and he's a good runner. I mean, you know, he doesn't run to run. He runs when he has to or when he thinks he sees an opening and he can take advantage of it. But basically, he would like to stay in the pocket and throw the ball. And because he has those skills as a runner, they're able to use some of the read option things with him, you know, and they do a little bit of that to make it more complicated for the defense.
Because it's you have no idea from play to play what he may end up doing, does that force the defense to be even more disciplined than normal?
Sure. I mean, you got to have every gap taken care of, and you have to have someone assigned to the quarterback on every play.
Last week, you faced a quarterback that you really couldn't throw anything at him that he hadn't seen probably 100 times before. Now, this guy is just in his second year. Are there things you can do defensively that confuse him?
Well, yeah, you can give him some different looks and make him have to make some post-snap decisions. And that's huge, being able to make a quarterback make post-snap decisions. Sometimes pre-snap, they can look out and say, okay, this is what the coverage is going to be. But if you can move some guys around and make him have to make decisions after the ball has been snapped, then sometimes those young guys will make a mistake.
That pre-snap information, is it better to not give him any or to give him something that's fake and change it up? What's more confusing for the quarterback?
Well, it just depends on what you're giving him. If you're giving him that pre-snap stuff that you're giving him, if it's what you're playing, then probably you don't want to give him as much, you know. If you're giving him some stuff pre-snap, then you're going to play something else. Now then, he's got to try to figure it out.
When you got two pass rushers, which you've Tava's out there this weekend, like Houston and Ali. They're coming off the edges, and they're coming out of those starting blocks like a sprinter. And you got a guy, a quarterback like Newton, who you don't know where he's going to be. Do you ask those guys to slow down?
No, you don't ask them to slow down. You ask them to be disciplined in their rush, you know, not run up the field past the quarterback. If you make an inside move, make sure that somebody can cover the outside for you so that you don't give him running lanes.
Coach, what are you seeing from Carolina's running game that particularly concerns you?
That their runners run extremely hard. I mean, those runners are tough-minded runners, and they run hard. They take hits. They deliver blows. They gain yards, you know, when they have the ball.
Do you feel at all like there's some negative aspect almost to playing at home right now? Your team's lost 7 games in a row. The fans are kind of quick to turn a little bit. Do you think the team at all presses at home and trying to impress the fans?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I thought Sunday's game was a pretty good game on our part, you know. And if we were pressing or intimidated by playing at home, I don't think we would have played as well against a very good football team.
I know how you are about having to play rookies, but if Stevenson has to be your left tackle again Sunday, how much more comfortable are you with that prospect than you would have been last week after seeing him play?
Well, you know, with him having a game under his belt, I will be a little bit more comfortable because I saw what he did and how he approached his job and his responsibility last week. And so I think that I feel like that he'll represent himself well.
Was that a surprise to you, not only what he did on game day, but as you say, the way he prepared for the game?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, because rookies in the first game, they get a little anxious and sometimes they overset or underset, you know, and many times they end up giving up plays. But like I say, he embraced the responsibility and the job, and I like what I saw.
When you guys were preparing for the draft and you looked at these two guys, how much of a factor in that you like them is that they both have a bit of a nasty streak? I mean, they'll give you a little extra there at the bottom of the pot.
Well, when you look at offensive linemen, you like to have offensive linemen that have an attitude. I'm not going to say nasty streak, but I'm going to say attitude. And many of the good offensive lines around the league have attitudes.
Have you seen that from these two guys in their rookie year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.